Hey, welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. This week on the show, we've got our weekly check-ins. We've got Internet Insanity, where we talk about explosions and bears and forest fires. Oh my! And we have our BFPs and BFNs for the week. Let's get to it. Hey everyone, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello. So we start our show every week with our weekly check-in. Shauna, tell me what's going on this week and what week are you in your pregnancy now?
I'm 28.
28.
Week 28. I can't believe it. Definitely in that third trimester now. I don't think there's any question about it. And I don't know, there's not too much going on. I have started thinking about, a friend asked me about what I want to do about a baby shower.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, this is my second kid, and the first one's a girl, and this one's a girl, and I just have been like, I don't know. I'm not one to be like, everyone come celebrate me, give me presents. So I'm not 100% comfortable with the idea. But also at the same time, like, it's been kind of a long road to get to where I am. Just getting pregnant, you know, was kind of tricky for me.
Yeah.
And I just want to have like a celebration, like something fun, like getting some people together and just celebrating. So I think we might do a sprinkle. Have you heard of sprinkles?
I think I've heard of sprinkles, but I can also deduce what sprinkle means. A shower is a full-on people bringing you a ton of gifts and it's a big party. I'm guessing a sprinkle is a little bit of a shower.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's just like smaller in scale.
Just
like
a sprinkle.
Just like sprinkle me with love, sprinkle me with presents. Because, you know, the first time around, yeah, you have to. I just put everything on my registry because I didn't have anything for a baby. And now, like, I have so much stuff that I can reuse for my second, but there's still some things that I can't, like, I don't know, washcloth, baby washcloths and like little towels, they kind of just get worn out and they aren't soft anymore. So that kind of stuff, I would love to get new, and some other things that my daughter's still using, like her little noise machine. And so I'll need some new things. And if people are feeling so inclined, they can buy them for me. But yeah, I don't know. I still feel like so weird about, maybe I'm just too stressed out and thinking about a zillion other things, but I'm like nervous about like having a sprinkle thrown for me, and like I'm like, are people gonna come? Are they gonna think I'm just like grubbing for presents?
No, of course people are gonna come. I get it because I have a similar inclination. I don't, for someone who like does, you know, performing and stand up and storytelling, I don't like being the center of attention, strangely. Mm-hmm. And like, I felt the same way about my wedding. I had a moment where I was like, do I even want to have a wedding? Do I even want to be the center of attention? Mm-hmm. But first of all, you deserve not just a sprinkle, but a shower. You deserve a deluge of love from people.
Aww,
and
thanks.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it'll be really fun. And everyone wants to get together to celebrate, especially if you don't make it fucking annoying. You know what I mean?
Well, I'll try not to. We'll see. I have to say, I personally am not really into baby shower games and crafts and stuff. I'm like, what else is there left to do? I guess eat and drink. Like, I'll supply, or we will supply, the host will supply yummy things to imbibe. But other than that, I don't know. What do we do? What do we do with this thing, Laura?
Just hang out, man.
Yeah? Okay.
Just talk. I mean, like, part of it is also that it's an opportunity for you to get together with your friends before things get crazy, right?
Oh, yeah, true.
So I'm all for you just having a hangout. Like, no one needs activities. I did go to a baby shower, Carrie's baby shower, who we interviewed a few weeks ago, our pharmacist friend.
Mm-hmm.
And the only game they played was, it was like a quiz. Like, they handed out sheets, and it was like, can you answer these questions about common nursery rhymes? Like, you know, in Hickory Dickory Dock, the mouse went up what, you know, or whatever it is. That could be wrong because I'm really bad at nursery rhymes. Although apparently I was better than most people because I won a bottle of wine.
Oh, well, not really relevant to your life situation.
Not yet.
Yeah, because you're pregnant and you're choosing not to drink. It's not that you can't drink.
That's very true.
That's just a little callback to last episode. I think the answer to that is clock for $500, Alex. Clock.
Yeah, I think you're correct. Based on just my memory, I think that's correct. But, you know, and they got more difficult and there were some obscure ones. But that was kind of fun because, you know, it's kind of a bunch of nerds at a party too. You know, we all like getting graded. I don't know about you. I love getting a grade. So
yeah, I do like taking a quiz, I have to say. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's what's on my mind. What about you? Where are you this week?
Well, I am at week 24, which mm-hmm. I feel like listeners should be able to do the math at this point, considering we've been 4 weeks apart the whole time.
Good point. Yes.
But
yes.
You know, yeah, week 24, which is exciting. Just keeps chugging along. I feel like, you know, I'm getting to the point where I know that it's extremely premature if I had a baby at this point, but it's also a little reassuring to know that some babies that are born at this gestational age survive.
Right.
This is my dark mind. I'm just always like, oh, good. I have a somewhat viable baby. Like every week that goes by, I'm like closer to viability. Mm-hmm. I've had zero complications in this pregnancy, but I'm just always thinking of, you know, worst case scenario, not in a morbid way, I don't think, just in like preparational way. But anyway, mm-hmm. so I don't know, 24 just feels like a plausible gestational age. Not that I want him to come out.
Right.
Please do not come out, little baby. But
but it's not just in your head, like it's an actual thing that they say that's like once you reach 24 it's viability, just because like maybe the lungs are a little bit more developed at that
I
point
think
like
so,
they
yeah.
technically could survive in like the NICU at this point.
Yes. I think that a lot of hospitals, like 24 is the cutoff where they even try to make heroic efforts to save the baby. Mm-hmm. It might be 22 in some hospitals, but the point is that, you know, they would try, which, I mean, I really hope it's not going to happen, but, mm-hmm. you know, it's just, I don't know why, it's just super reassuring to me.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's pretty straightforward week. I got my glucose test, and I'm still waiting on the results, so
oh.
after hearing your nightmare of the 3-hour test, I am are really hoping that it goes well.
Fingers crossed. Well, I guess we'll get the update next week.
You will get the update next week. Yes. And I was hoping I would have it by the end of this week, but they, you know, they take their time. I do feel like if it had been really bad, they would have called me. Because I took it on the Wednesday, and then it they said they would have it Friday or Saturday, but I don't know. Anyway, still not here.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. Everyone preps you for that glucose drink being super gross, except for you. You told me it tastes like liquid Otter Pops.
Oh, it's so yummy.
It was really good. I don't know what everyone's problem. Well, maybe there's different brands. I don't know. But I was just like, delicious sugar water. Like, what's wrong with this?
I don't know. I guess all these people in LA are just used to just drinking their straight kale juice. And so it's just too much for them to drink Otter Pop liquid.
Maybe they should start tinting it green in LA to make people feel like it's a healthy mm-hmm. choice.
Exactly. Your vegetable juice glucose beverage.
But yeah, so that was fine. And then the big thing I did this week was after spending every morning just like rifling through my drawers trying to find my maternity jeans and my maternity tops, I finally gave in and just put all my normal clothes that don't fit me anymore into a box and put it in the garage.
Good, good. I did that too. It really clears the clutter.
Oh my gosh. Now I know when I look at my drawer that, oh yeah, that does fit. As opposed to like, there's nothing sadder than like mm-hmm. pulling out a pair of like jeans and thinking they're your maternity jeans and then looking at them and realizing you have to lean back over and get the other ones. And or like being like, this shirt is pretty stretchy. I'm going to try that on. And you put it on. It's like you have your whole midriff is showing, which is a look.
It is a look. I mean, you could rock it.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I kind of want to be that lady who just like who walks around Pasadena with my bare belly showing, just being like, what? I'm hot.
Yeah. And you are. And, you know, people need to see the beauty that is pregnancy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think this is a real thing that I'm going to do.
Okay.
Not at all.
Take pictures, put it on our Instagram page. Hashtag hot pregnant lady.
Hot mama.
Oh, hot gross. Mama.
All right, but that's my week.
All righty. Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids, but you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why Storyworth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give Storyworth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to storyworth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted Storyworth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/BFP.
That's storyworth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at oneskin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP.
Our next segment is Internet Insanity, where we talk about crazy, weird, funny, unusual things that we found on the internet related to pregnancy. Laura, have you uncovered anything noteworthy recently?
Oh, I have. Ooh. I have.
Do tell.
Okay, so to begin with, I just need to say that I understand pregnancy is a fraught time and people, there's so many recommendations about what you can and can't do and what you should and shouldn't do. And it seems like everywhere you turn, you realize like, you know, you thought you were fine eating a salami sandwich, but no, that's going to kill your baby, you know, like all this stuff. So,
oh, dang, I ate one of those the other day. I'm yeah, so screwed.
Everything's, it's all over, Shauna. No, but you know what I mean? Like, it's yeah. it's just so much anxiety provoking things around. So I understand that we're all functioning at this base level of anxiety, constantly vigilant about what is safe and what's not safe. That right. said, I found an amazing post. And, you know, I just want people to know that this is a loving tease. The teasing is all in a loving sympathetic tone rather than a making fun of this woman tone. But I mm-hmm. thought it really exemplifies the bizarre anxiety that we get mm-hmm. about every little thing. So this is in my baby center birth club. The title of the post is it bad to get tickled at 5 months pregnant?
What?
Yeah. And, you know, I had to click. There's some topics on Baby Center that you have to click on, right?
Yeah.
And this was one of them. So here's the text. My fiance's best friend was tickling my feet because I'm like a sister to him. And I kept moving my legs a lot upwards, not to where I hit my belly, but a little bit because I'm very ticklish. Please tell me that I won't miscarry because I'm 22 weeks and 3 days and we have been trying for 3 years. I'm very excited. I know.
No.
He says, I'm very excited about my baby boy coming soon, so I'm trying everything possible not to lose him. So
that's so sad. This poor lady.
It's heartbreaking and hilarious at the same time because it's yeah. just like she's clearly really concerned. Mm-hmm. And I don't think a lot of people were – there are 11 pages of comments, by the way, 11.
Uh-huh.
103 comments on this. And some people thought it was a joke, that she was kind of trolling. But it seems clear that she really was seriously worried about it. And then there are a lot of comments, not about whether the tickling is good or bad, but – questioning why her fiance's best friend was the one tickling her feet.
Well, I have to say, that is the first thing that crossed my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't want to judge other people's lifestyles, but it is something that is a little concerning. Like, can you imagine if Corey's best friend and best man at our wedding, Mark, was tickling my feet?
That would be so weird.
I mean, it'd be weird for Corey, it'd be weird for Mark's girlfriend, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah.
There's something very intimate about tickling.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I mean, maybe the whole, like, because he's, like, a brother to me, which I get. Like, my brother, when we were little, would tickle me. I think it would also be a little weird. I don't think my brother has tickled me in my adult life.
I don't think anyone has tickled me in my adult life.
No?
I don't recall being tickled.
You recently. Know, there's a whole documentary about tickling, which I haven't seen yet.
I did watch that. That was a good one.
Mm-hmm. So you're not into the tickling fetish or whatever? Tell me a little about that movie, because I really want to see it.
Oh, I don't really remember. My mind is like a sieve, especially when I'm pregnant. Things go in, things go out. I remember I watched it. I think it was on HBO, and it was a documentary about tickling. So there you go.
I think I'm going to have to watch it and report back, though. This will be like a homework assignment.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just want to reassure everyone. I'm not a doctor, but I can feel pretty confident in saying that tickling is safe at 5 months pregnant, mm-hmm. right?
Probably at any point in pregnancy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not contraindicated.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, tickle away. If that's your deal, tickle, man. Tickle. So anyway, that's the crazy, crazy shit I found on the internet. What about you?
So for various reasons recently, I was looking at a stock photography site looking for images of pregnant bellies. And very quickly, I mean like page 2 or 3 of my search, I started seeing just multiple pictures of huge pregnant bellies completely and intricately painted.
Oh.
In designs and pictures and images. And I was like, what in the heck? Like, for instance, here is a picture of a woman's big belly. And it's like someone has painted like a zipper, like her belly has like unzipped. And there's this cartoon baby, like with sunglasses on, like popping his head out like, hello.
What?
And like someone chose to have their pregnant belly painted like that. Here's one big pregnant belly painted with like a cartoon Superman like busting out of a brick wall.
Oh my god. So is this a theme? Like they're like the sort of, is it trompe l'oeil? I can't pronounce anything in French, but like where like it's like faking three-dimensional movement or whatever. Like something busting out.
I feel like that's giving these paintings way too much credit. I mean, it really looks just like a 2D painting, but of that, like trying to suggest that. And they're not all like that. I mean, like here's one of like two fish, like looking lovingly at a baby fish. Here's aww. One of the world, all of the countries, and like a stork flying over. So what I'm here to say is that maternity belly painting
is a thing.
Is a thing. It's a thing. I found companies
what?
That do this. They'll come to like baby showers, parties.
Shana, there you go. You needed an activity for your sprinkle. Done and done.
Oh my gosh. So should I hire a professional or should I just have my friends paint my belly?
I don't know. I feel like you have a really talented group of friends. It could be like a collaborative art piece, right?
Ooh. I think everyone would be real into painting my stretched skin. What do you think?
I mean, I'm down. I'm up for whatever. I will also most likely be there. I assume I'm getting invited to your sprinkle.
Yes.
So, you know, we could do side by side competing. We could have two teams. Oh, turn it into a competition.
Like each team paints a different half of my stomach.
Ooh, yeah. Or like we each get a theme and like whoever interprets the theme better.
Oh, man. So many possibilities.
So many possibilities.
Oh, my God. Here. Okay. So I just have to point this out and I'll link to this. This woman's belly painting page. An example she has is a pregnant woman with like a crop top. Her big belly is sticking out. A big pot of oozing honey is painted on her stomach. It says honey. Like, you know, Pooh Bear's, like Honey Buck. And there is an actual brown bear in the photo standing next to her. It looks like it's licking the honey jar.
Wait, like that's not painted on her stomach. There's a bear.
No, there's an actual bear standing next to her looking at the painted honey jar on her pregnant stomach.
God, I hope that's Photoshop because I do not think that's recommended during pregnancy.
I don't think so.
Proximity to wild animals.
I don't know.
That
maybe
could
she
maul you to death.
Maybe she wrote in about it to her birth club and they gave her the okay. Who knows?
Dear baby center, I've diligently avoided soft cheeses, deli meats, and all alcohol. But I'm wondering, is it cool to stand next to a wild animal that might kill me?
It's for my pregnancy photo shoot. I think it'll make a real impact.
If it's for your pregnancy photo shoot, go right ahead.
This is ridiculous. I have to link this for you guys. I have to send this to you too.
Yes, you really do. It's like that kind of reminds me of in the news recently, there was that guy, I think it was in Arizona, who started a massive forest fire during his gender reveal party. Did you see that?
No, I missed that. What?
Oh my God. So he got this thing that was marketed specifically for gender reveals. It's like a box that contains like explosives, which again, not a great idea, right? But you're supposed to stand far away from it. And when it, and you shoot it with a gun from a distance.
Oh my God, Arizona, keeping it classy. I'm from Arizona, by the way.
Yeah, Shana gets to talk as much shit as she wants on Arizona because she's from there. So, and you lived there till you were in your 20s, right? So
yeah,
you did your time. So, it was, I'm pretty sure it was Arizona or New Mexico. It was like, it's one of the, cause I know because he was I think is a US Border Patrol guy. This was in his off time, but so he put the explosive box, you shoot it. And then when it gets shot, it's supposed to explode with like pink or blue smoke.
Okay.
Right. Which already is like, there's just a lot of things that aren't great ideas. But he started a massive forest fire from this. Like, mass. You know what? You're going to hear typing because I am going to look this up. Forest fire, gender reveal. Let's see. Border Patrol agent pleads guilty to starting wildlife in gender reveal. Gone wrong. He has to pay $8 million.
Whoa. What city was that in?
Let's see. So it was...
Border Patrol, maybe Tucson?
It was Tucson. You called it. You're like, it's got to be Tucson.
That's so sad because there's really not much forest left in Tucson. Like, there's some, like, beautiful mountains up there. And I think they already had a big fire and... Wow. Oh, wildfire. Maybe it wasn't forest. Maybe it was just like desert wildfire.
You know what? I don't know. This, I guess, happened in April 2017. I guess it was just in the news because he pleaded guilty. Like, his trial was recently.
Wow.
But yeah, it was in 2017 and it burned more than 45,000 acres.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So was it a boy or a girl?
The most important question. Oh my gosh. Actually, you know what this article does not say? The final line of this art piece is, the baby's gender was not immediately clear.
Yeah, because the smoke was black.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. So, okay. People, don't do that.
Don't. Please don't. I think balloons coming out of a closed box will be just fine.
Or, you know, open an envelope and tell people. Or maybe just, you know... I believe that gender is a social construct and it's not that important to have a big party around it. What do you think about that?
I think it would probably save you $8 million.
$8 million.
Oh, man. Poor guy. He was just trying to have a good time. Oh, and back to the belly painting. I was going to say, you know how, like, I was describing a couple of those as, like, babies or Superman bursting out of bellies. It reminds me of a Halloween costume I saw online. And I bring this up because Halloween's coming up.
Halloween is coming up.
Yeah. And as pregnant people, I guess we have to have special costumes that accommodate our ginormous stomachs. But it's like you dress it. Have you seen this? It's like you just like, I don't know, like sew on doll appendages to your stomach to make it almost look like the baby is like bursting from your stomach.
Yes.
It's so disturbing. It's disturbing. Oh, you want to do it?
I kind of love it. I mean, mostly because I'm not into like the cutesy. I've never been into like the super cutesy Halloween costumes. I'm always a fan of like really gory Halloween costumes because I'm like, it's Halloween. I'm sure that will change next year since I will have a small child and probably having a lot of blood on my face is not going to be appealing to what a 10-month-old. but I kind of like that. But you know what's funny is I had seen that because I've been doing a little research trying to figure out what to do for Halloween and I still don't know. And we're both going to a friend's house, right? Are you depending on how you feel, right? But we are going to our friend's Allison's house in theory. And so I was like, oh, you know what? Like, how often am I going to be like hugely pregnant on Halloween? I should take advantage of it and do something really funny. And I saw that one. And I thought it was funny. Mm-hmm. And then Corey took it a step further and he's like, oh, no, I have an idea. What if you just have like a baby dangling between your legs hanging from an umbilical cord? And I was like, too far, Corey. And he doesn't understand why I think that's not okay, but the appendages busting out of your stomach are okay.
I feel like because one is pure fantasy and one could like just straight up happen.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. It's too real. Like, mm-hmm.
like that's actually how it comes out. Exactly. Far as I know, they don't burst out like your belly button.
Like the alien from Alien. Like, yeah. No, they don't do that. So no one's actually gonna think like, oh, that baby's coming out with all of its appendages punched through her stomach, right. You know. But I don't know. It feels a little disrespectful to the universe to be like, yeah, I'm just going to show up with a baby dangling between my legs. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah. Anyway. Now, if he showed up with a baby dangling between his legs. That could be funny.
You know, and I have seen painted on Halloween costumes, but I nixed those immediately because I don't want to walk around with my stomach exposed all night.
Yeah, totally. No.
Also, like, how do you get to the party without the seatbelt rubbing the paint off?
No, it's not a good option.
Do you have any ideas? Are you going to do anything?
I'm probably actually not going to do anything because I am a party pooper. My life is overwhelming me. I can barely like figure out lunch. And also I think Steve and I might go to dinner that night as a date night because my mom's in town and she's going to babysit. And so I think we're going to do like a belated anniversary dinner and then go to the Halloween party. So I'm not going to show up with baby appendages to my dinner, I don't think. But last year was, or the last time I was pregnant, it was really fun. I just had a t-shirt of a chihuahua face.
Yeah,
and I put that on. And so my belly like poked out. It was like the dog's snout. And my dog is a chihuahua. And so we both had like matching bandanas and I brought my dog to the party and I dressed up as my dog and it was super cute.
It was super cute. I was there. That was very cute. We'll have to put a picture. Would you be cool with putting a picture on our Instagram?
Oh, yeah, I should. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. That was a very cute one. I feel like also you've come to parties in the past, like, with, like, the cute little cat ears and just, like, put three little eyeliner lines on your cheeks and called it a day. And that's been really cute, too. So.
Oh, I am the literal laziest when it comes to Halloween. I love it in theory, but I can never get my shit together. So that's why I don't think it's going to happen for me this year.
I just, yeah, I don't think I'm going to have time to get anything elaborate together, but I would, like, the theater major in me just really wants to put something crazy together. Maybe I should go with Beyonce. Remember when she did that crazy photo shoot with like the flowing gowns? That's going to be really hard.
But beautiful.
I know, but I could be Beyonce for a day.
Yes. Well, I want to see just whatever you come up with.
Well, we'll see. When it happens, we will post it on the Instagram.
Oh, yeah. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna. Think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor. And I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important. And therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although, of course, it is helpful in those situations, too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by LolaVie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With LolaVie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the wringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter LolaVie's best sellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at LolaVie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
LolaVie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicones, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at LolaVie.com.
As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at loolavie.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. So we close out every show with our BFPs or BFNs, our big fat positives or big fat negatives for the week. Shauna, what do you have for us this week?
BFN negative. You know what is hard as hell these days?
What?
Giving a urine sample at the doctor.
Oh, really?
Oh my God, your belly. My belly. I'm not speaking for all people, but my belly is just in the way. It's too hard to I can't see anything anymore. So I just have to put the cup and aim, not even aim, hope for the best.
They're already awkward because I feel like the toilets are never designed properly to really get a good angle anyway.
Yeah.
So I can totally see how that's a problem. I haven't reached that point yet. And you have to give one. I don't know about you. I have to give one every single time I go to the doctor.
Oh, yeah. Every single time. And it's just, it's hard. The bigger your stomach gets, the harder it is. This last time I was just like, I don't know if anything's going in the cup. Let's hope so. I did make it. I did succeed.
Good. I mean, I guess you're in a bathroom, so you can always wash your hands. Yeah. Maybe it's just meant to prep you for getting peed on all the time when you have a chicken, when you have a kid.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm also stressed. I'm like, if I miss the cup, they're not going to have anything to test. And what do I do then? As if I'm not going to have to pee again in 15 minutes. That's a stupid fear. I don't know.
Yeah, that is, I was confused at first because I was like, urine sample all day. Every 5 minutes I can give a urine, but I see the mechanics of it is a little tricky.
Yeah.
You know, I have to say that, so sometimes at my doctor, they give me the more sturdy cup that has the screw top. But other times I think they're just testing protein or something. They're not doing a full urine analysis. So they just give me a normal plastic cup. Does this happen
to you? Mouthwash cup?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
And they write
that.
My name on the side of it. And I have to say, I have so much fear coming out of that bathroom, and going around the corner to the nurse's station that someone's going to come around the corner real fast and just hit you. Because it's an open cup. It's really.
Yeah.
The most anxiety provoking thing.
Weird that you have to walk around the office with an open cup of your urine. I always just left mine in the bathroom where they have a little door, I put it on a shelf. You just walk around with your pee?
I mean, it's five steps, you know, it's literally.
That's five steps too many.
It's a really nice bathroom, though. It's very large.
That's good.
Nicely appointed. But yeah, I have to carefully, look. I do that thing. You know when you're in the grocery store and you are you have a big cart of stuff and you're rushing and then you come to the end of an aisle and you have to really look both ways before going because you're.
Yeah.
It's like that. I have to look both ways, make sure there's not some doctor or nurse whipping around the corner.
Yeah, you need a traffic director for that. That's dangerous. anyway, what about you? BFP, BFN?
I have a BFP.
Cool.
Which is an update from last week, which is that my pubic symphysis pain.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was pausing so you could laugh at the word pubic symphysis.
You know what?
I'm very tickled by it.
I have grown up since last week.
Okay.
I'll have you know.
I'm very impressed at your maturity.
Thank you.
But it's a bit better. It's not gone, but it's getting much better. And I think it's because I'm doing a couple things. I found a bunch of physical therapy style exercises I can do on YouTube.
Oh, nice.
Specifically this one with the yoga block where you squeeze the yoga block between your knees while lying down. And that's really been helping. And just keeping an eye on how much activity I'm doing and not overdoing it. And that's been helping. But what's really been helping and is a super sexy development in my pregnancy is that I am now regularly icing my groin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I and Corey has even been nice enough to get me my ice packs.
Aww.
Bring them over so I can sit cross-legged with a ice pack on my groin. But I got to say, like, you know, I think we've talked about this before, how pregnancy is just like an effort in stripping you, or it's just like constantly strips you of any sort of pretense of modesty or whatever,
for
right?
Sure.
It's just like, and it just chips away. And this is just another chip away of, like, you know, I can't imagine when we were first dating if I would be like, hey, babe, I'm just going to sit here and put an ice pack on my groin in front of you while I eat ice cream and, like, watch The Crown on Netflix. But, you know, marriage and time and all the other indignities, you know.
I know.
You know, he's been in the room. He's great. He goes to every single doctor's appointment with me, which is so sweet of him.
Aww.
I know. And so, you know, at the beginning, when you're getting, like, the transvaginal ultrasounds,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's there as, like, the doctor is sticking that wand up my vagina, you know, like.
Oh, yeah.
You get thrown into the deep end. And the nice thing is that he is totally cool with all of it and not at all weird. So, which he should be. I mean, no one should be weird about it, but it's just nice that he is totally rolling with the punches and does not have any pretense of thinking that his wife is going to be some kind of sexy goddess forever.
just wait till you get the group B strep test at about 30 weeks. Make sure he's in the room for that one. That's
what happens, Shauna?
They swab your butt crack.
Oh,
they swab your rectum to make sure you don't have group B strep before you give birth.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, all this stuff really just gets everybody ready for the final act, which is pushing a baby out of your body, which is going to just be more dramatic than any of it. So,
yes. Whew. All right. So, yeah. But anyway, the good news, pubic pain under control.
Yay.
And I think that's our show, right?
That's our show. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for listening.
Please be sure to subscribe and rate us on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you have anything you want to share with us, we would love to hear from you. What crazy things have you seen online lately? What are your BFPs, BFNs? Where are you in your pregnancy? We would love to chat. Laura, where can they find us?
We are on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at BFP Podcast. We also have a community you can join, our Facebook community. Just go to at BFP Podcast on Facebook and follow the join group link.
Big Fat Positive is produced by Shauna Maiko, Laura Bierick, and Steve Yeager.
Thanks for listening.
Bye. Water out in the living room.
No.
Okay.